everybody. Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today on this incredible Friday. Is it? No, Thursday morning. It's Thursday. Don't get me too quick on the weekend. Thursday, August 11th. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. I am Pastor James Levesque, and you can watch along with us or read or hit us up every day here on our Engaging Heaven Today podcast. We're going through a daily devotional, y'all. Today's devotional, August 11th, conviction. Conviction. Scripture's found in 1 Peter 1:16. Good scripture. It says, "Be holy, for I'm holy." And the devotion says, we tend to misunderstand conviction and only use it as a negative light. But are you a convicted person in the sense that you're moved by the things of God? Are you convicted to preach the gospel? Are you convicted to pray for the sick? Conviction comes from the Holy Spirit. Yes, we will be convicted about our sin, but it's more than staying away from the things that'll hurt us. Conviction means running to the things of God that pull on your heart. Don't mistake in conviction for condemnation. There's a difference between struggling with the Lord and falling forward and losing your conviction for holiness. You can't become numb to living right. You can't live your life based on what your flesh wants because it's not healthy. It'll end up killing you spiritually. If you're going to live a convicted life, don't ignore the Lord's nudges. He may be nudging you away from temptation and danger, or he may be nudging you into a glorious opportunity. Engaging heaven, what is the difference between conviction and condemnation? You know, this is a great subject, and I think about the story of King Herod, right? The Bible says that King Herod was walking along the River Jordan with a woman that, you know, he said was his, and here's John the Baptist screaming across the river, "That's not your wife." You know what I mean? You're in adultery. You need to let her go. He felt bad. She seethed in her heart. Fast forward, Herod's drunk at a wedding, his birthday party. Sorry, it was his birthday. He's drunk. Oh, girl's dancing inappropriately. He's getting excited. And then he offers to pay whatever she wants. Well, in a weird, twisted way, this was like the woman's daughter, right? The woman that he was inappropriately with. And Herod says, "I'll give you anything you want, half my kingdom." They go behind closed doors. And the woman's request was, "We need to ask for John the Baptist's head on a platter." That made no sense, right? Like, why would you ask for that? It's because she remembered and seethed about what they did. She remembered how bad, how bad that she felt when that was going on. And she was basically saying, you know, I don't ever want to hear that voice again, so let me cut that off out of my life. And the reality is, we can't cut the voice of conviction off. We have trained ourselves. We've sung about God's love for 20 years, which has been helpful. What's not helpful is we don't even know what conviction sounds like. If the Holy Spirit says, "Don't do this," we're like, "Oh no, that ain't the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves me. He wouldn't want me to feel bad." Conviction doesn't feel good. And if we're chasing conviction, you're missing out on what the Lord's saying. I want conviction in my life. It's not like the best feeling ever. When you walk close to God, you value it. But if we're running from an uncomfortable feeling, you're in trouble. Because we can't escape conviction. Conviction is important. We've mistaken it for condemnation, and we're watching a generation of people that don't even understand what that proper place is. They're not even sure where it fits in. And the truth is, we can't live like that. We have to be men and women who are stepping into the things of God. We are not walking away from what he's called us to do, and we're living with that Holy Spirit voice that says, "Don't do this, do this. Repay that person back. Say sorry for doing this. Walk different. Don't laugh at that joke. Stand firm." You know what I mean? Love your family. Say sorry to your kids. Whatever that is, that's the voice of conviction that we value. I mean, that's holy living. And the reality is, we got to live differently. We have to understand conviction. There's a place for it in this earth. And we can't mistake it. I don't want to always feel great and not and the Lord not have an ability to get a hold of me. If I'm doing something that's not pleasing to the Lord, I want to know. And yes, we know by his word, but I need that nudging. We need that convicting voice of the Holy Spirit in our life. I'm talking about relationally, friends. I'm not talking about dead religion. It's not hard to find a preacher to scream at you about how horrible you are. That's everywhere. Come on, man. I'm talking about walking with God, letting that, giving the Holy Spirit a place to say what he wants to say in your life and just speak that light voice of conviction. Man, that's heaven. That's heaven. That's heaven. That is absolutely heaven. And that's what we need. We need to understand the difference between conviction and condemnation. When conviction comes from the Holy Spirit, it is from love. It draws you into the Father's heart. It is sent to you to get closer to God. When condemnation comes, there's no hope of redemption. Do you understand me? When the devil puts condemnation on you, there is no, he doesn't want you repenting. He wants you staying bound. He wants you to hate yourself. He wants you to kill yourself. That's what the voice of condemnation does. The voice of conviction says, I love you. It's not okay that you do this, but I'm here for you. I love you. I want to forgive you. I love you. Just draw near to me. Give this to me. That's the difference. Conviction makes you want to draw near to the Lord and live clean. Condemnation makes you want to leave the Lord. I mean, it pushes you further away from the Father. And unfortunately, we're living in a generation that doesn't know that they don't know the difference between real conviction and condemnation because they've lived so long, just searing what Paul said, searing their conscience. And so today, I want us to open our eyes to this, right? I don't want you to sear your conscience. We've got to restore that voice of conviction, that subtle voice of just change that the Holy Spirit wants to give us, because he has a plan for us, and it's not to harm us, and it's to heal us, and we've got to step into his place of righteousness. What a great devotion. Thank you for tuning in. That's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow, Friday edition coming up. We love you. Also, our Glory Filled Florida conference is happening. We have a lot of almost maxed out registrations. You can tune in live or registrate still. A few registrations left. Join us. Hit me up on Instagram and Twitter @James_Levesque. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow.